Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Welcome to The Lead here on The Business Report. I'm Gary Stribble.
On the line is Andrew Hall, the Managing Director of Paratus Namibia. Andrew, congratulations. It must have been it's a big night to launch a whole mobile network.
It definitely is a very big moment in the history of Paratus. It's been a four-year journey, so a lot of build-up, but I think the evening went very successful.
Just give us the thinking on launching a mobile network in a country where there is a currently effectively a single operator environment with, one would regard the 90-odd percent market share as being very dominant. How do you guys see yourself getting into this? It's an uncrowded market, but it feels quite well-owned at the moment.
Yeah. So maybe let me start at the beginning. This whole journey started during COVID, where people were confined to their homes and obviously relied heavily on connectivity to continue with daily life. And it was during this stage where we launched our first online platform. And customers then had the choice to sign up online for our services. The platform accounted for 50% of our new customer acquisition. So we knew we were onto something, and but then we sat with another problem. So we were a aspiring fixed line operator at that point, doing fiber and fixed wireless access, but we needed an additional technology that lent itself to no installation and that obviously could scale as well at a faster rate. And that's how mobile came into the picture. So this entire network that we've launched, and we've basically went on a journey of complete digitization of the entire business as it is now. So the idea is eSIM gets issued to him within 10 minutes and he's online. And no interaction required from our staff. They don't have to go to a shop. They don't have to fetch a physical SIM.
As a late adopter, you get to skip a lot of the legacy technology that sits there. Yes. We know a lot of the coverage in Namibia is sitting on still on 2G infrastructure and with 3G being the predominant one. You guys get to skip that altogether and go straight to 4G. Yes. But surely that comes at also quite an expensive upfront capital expenditure to build the network.
Definitely. It does have an impact, but it would have cost us more to deploy a legacy network and then LTE 5G on top of that. So in our position, I think it was actually the more cost-effective option. And I mean, investing in sunset technology like 2G and 3G, which is busy being phased out across the world, did not make sense to us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I'm referring more to the fact that having your own network right at the start is quite an expensive exercise. So perhaps the way people understand mobile technology, there's a tower, we're connecting to a localized tower. How many towers have you guys physically put in the ground that you own the technology on, and are you riding on other networks?
No, so the last mile, the tower infrastructure, the physical radios all belong to Paratus. We've built a network. The plan for launch was to launch with about 230 towers, which basically gives us about a 70% population coverage. We also focused on road coverage mainly from east to west and then up north. And then also secondary focus was from Windhoek down to the southern border. In terms of backhaul, Paratus does own an extensive fiber network throughout the country, but we do make use of third-party service providers in terms of backhaul because you always need redundancy. Even if you have your own infrastructure to a town or a tower, you would want a second option that should a failure occur, at least the network stays up.
Of course, that's a vital consideration for customers is coverage. Are you guys happy that that's a viable coverage network?
Well, that was actually the bare minimum that we felt we needed to achieve. And in the years to come, we've carried on rolling out. It doesn't mean we've launched the network now we stop building. But 70% was the threshold we felt we needed to meet to start this venture. But we'll continue building for the years to come.
Okay. Now, I mean, we've seen late networks launch in many countries in Africa, and often there's a bit of a deficit to make up. What can we expect from Paratus in order to be able to attract customers to this new offering? We know SIM card penetration is well over 100% in Namibia, which one would imagine that there's not a lot of deficit in demand at the moment. There's not a lot of deficit in supply. People have SIMs. What will Paratus be offering to bring customers into the network?
So, Gary, firstly, I actually think our penetration percentage does not sit at around 100%. It was actually found that there were a lot more inactive SIMs in the market than population. I think the recent census came out at about just over 3 million people. And if I have it correct, I think SIMs in circulation at the moment are between 2.5 and 2.6 million. So we're actually below the 100% threshold. The other interesting fact is if you compare us to neighboring countries like Botswana and South Africa, their penetration percentage sits way above 100%. The reason for that obviously being there's effective competition, and you've got a lot of people in the market running around with two, sometimes even three SIMs, depending on the options. I would say from a Paratus perspective, our predominant focus is data, and the value proposition that we're giving the customer will focus on data. So I would presume for the next 2 to 3 years, we would predominantly be the second SIM provider. And that'll change as coverage improves.
Okay. So you've mentioned data. However, mobile coverage infers also voice, the ability to speak to people. I think the advent of WhatsApp and Skype and video calling on phones has made those lines blurred. So perhaps just give us an idea, if I want to speak to someone on the Paratus network, is that going to be possible?
100%. So our network supports VoLTE. The important thing here, obviously, is that your handset needs to support VoLTE. Otherwise, you will not be able to make a voice call on the VoLTE network. However, if you make use of WhatsApp or any other messaging services, that data call would work. And then the other thing that our network also offers is voice over Wi-Fi. Now, why voice over Wi-Fi is very relevant, that basically means that you can make and receive calls on your 03 number if you're connected to any Wi-Fi anywhere in the world. So that is a big advantage as well. But again, your handset will have to support the feature for it to work.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned handsets. Typically, what consumers have gotten used to, certainly when networks launch, is there's all sorts of handset deals and fancy new brands as we try and sort of get devices into the market. It would seem from what I've gleaned so far that's not going to be your approach to bring new devices to market and be competitive in that space.
We will be launching a handset financing model in the coming weeks, but the plan is basically to stick what is well known in the market. Predominantly, we'll start off with the Samsung range. iPhone, Apple is obviously also very popular, and then there are some other brands as well. But the idea is not to introduce anything new in terms of handset models or vendors that we're bringing to market.
All right. Now, a venture like this, a lot of upfront capital goes in. You need all these machines all over the country operating on towers. And your backhaul facility now starts getting used for other things, which brings capacity in. What is your projection for this venture to turn profitable for Paratus?
Yeah, so according to our projection, we estimate it to take us between 2.5 to 3 years for the venture to turn profitable. Fortunately, we obviously have an existing business as well. And as you rightfully mentioned, we're actually leveraging off the infrastructure. So we're not just providing mobile services across the country. There's our traditional fiber services and fixed wireless access. So we're already starting to earn a return on income on the investment. But from a mobile perspective specifically, I would say at least 2.5 to 3 years.
Now, another facet we've seen when mobile networks launched, certainly in South Africa, it was a bitterly held trench for the entrenched operators. You guys are obviously operating in the 083 space, and I would imagine that'll be part of the emerging brand as well. But how do you see the concept of people changing numbers or number portage being something to consider in terms of this?
Yeah, so our regulator is in process or has been in process to start a number portability initiative. There are, however, still some legacy networks in country that need to be replaced to be able to offer this. But if I had to rank the importance of number portability for a successful venture on a scale of 1 to 10, I would put it between 8 or 9. I think people are very used to changing numbers. What you also see with in a predominantly prepaid market is that people change numbers frequently. I mean, if the SIM stops working, they just get another one. And with things like WhatsApp calling, and so I don't think it's that relevant anymore that your number stays the same. But coming back to what we spoke about initially, our strategy would be for the next 2 to 3 years, predominantly second SIM. Again, that doesn't play, then it doesn't play such a big role.
All right. You've now mentioned corporate customers, and that takes me to provision of service, reliability being superior to pricing. This feels like a consumer play. So a lot more consumer-led orientation. Price obviously being a huge factor in terms of connectivity and data. There seems to be a general perception that the data costs in Namibia are still too high and come down further. That infers there might be some space to play in it. How do you see yourself attracting consumers? What is the specific offering? You know, businesses, reliability is king. Price is secondary. For consumers, however, that sometimes inverts. How do you see yourself attracting consumers specifically?
Yeah, so I think there are a couple of factors that we play. The offering, we basically sell time on our network. So it's an uncapped service, 1 hour, 1 day, 7 days, however long you need it. You don't have any hassle-free worries about data disappearing or where did my data go? Is there a background app running that's using my data? And I think that is one of the big differentiators. We do, however, still offer the traditional, we call it gigs your way, where you can actually go and buy a capped data if that is your preference. The upside of that is whatever speed the network can offer you at that point in time, you will get on the capped offering, where on the uncapped offering, it's controlled by speed. So you would decide, I need a 10 megabits or a 15 megabits or a 20 megabits per second package. And that is how that is controlled. That's the big difference between the two.
All right. So just in summary, consumers are going to be able to buy time-based packages or data-based packages, depending 100%. On their preference and what worries them most.
Correct.
You've mentioned your app. Will consumers be able to purchase airtime and the various packages through other popular payment platforms?
Yeah, so at this point in time, we've got a self-service portal, which is basically a website. We have got the app, the Paratus app that you can download. There are all the airtime city vending machines throughout the country in service stations where you can go buy airtime or top-ups. And then we also have a big retail presence. We currently have 19 shops throughout the country, adding a 20th one, and the plan is to expand that up to 30. So at this point in time, those would be your touch points. We are also in the process of signing an agreement with a big national retailer. They've got 86 outlets countrywide. Obviously, once that is concluded, then those top-ups and things will also be available in those outlets.
Right. So we're early days. There's lots more still to do and build.
Yes.
Andrew Hall, congratulations on the launch of the 083 network. It's going to be fascinating to watch the journey. Paratus certainly has been able to achieve amazing things with often in a smaller country with limited resources and limited market. So we look forward to. Remember, you can catch this recording wherever you pick up your podcasts. Make sure you like and subscribe.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.